Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our very first episode. Our very, very first slightly sweaty Fortnite gamers with Classy Oz today. So today we're going to be talking about the patch notes. Obviously, as you guys know, version 8.10 patch notes went live today, March 12th, 2019. So pretty much what we're going to be talking about in this podcast is mostly going to be just that, right? What's up with the patch notes? What's going on? What's new? How does it affect your average Joe players? And how might it affect a lot of the big time players, especially now that we have the solo gauntlet and the specially announced brand new duo cup thing for $100,000, which is going to be absolutely insane. I'm interested to see how they're going to split that up. But let's go ahead and get this show on the road. If you're just tuning in to the podcast, you can also check us out or check out the VOD at twitch.tv/ClassyOz. We're going to be talking about Fortnite and everything pertaining to it. So have at it. Join us. Drop by. So biggest thing, newest thing coming out right now is the baller. So right now it says, keep good times rolling. It's got a grapple in the front of it. You can use it to boost. Now, one thing I did find, and I'm not sure if it's just my Fortnite or if it's all of them, you have to actually go in and set the keybinds. It's not like the planes where you hopped in and like the keybinds were already set for you. Obviously, WASD will still work, but there's like a boost and you can extend the grapple and all that kind of good stuff that you'll have to go in and set if it's not already preset for you. I'm not sure how that might affect console players. Secondly, vending machines are now free, which is by far one of the best newest additions in my mind. And the reason I think this is because it's really cool, right? What if off spawn you get a gold RPG? Or what if you get a gold sniper, heavy sniper, right? Like, that could mean a lot. Or maybe just getting a slurp, right? That getting that shield early on, especially in the gauntlet, and the gauntlet solos, gauntlet duos, those kind of cup styles, it'll be extremely valuable. So now they are free of charge, but after you use them once, they disappear entirely, like 100%, which is absolutely crazy. Now we're going to scroll down, we're going to go to weapons and items, the baller. So you have a single seat vehicle, it's just you. You can find them around pirate camps, and if you were looking around where the old air stations were at or airplane spawns were at, there were these like small little vents on the bottom of them, and that's where they're at now, and they're all over the map from what I can tell. So you got one seat, you got a grapple at the front, you got a boost, and I've actually seen it already being used to hide and camp in trees instead of boxing up in a one by one. I've seen players just hop in the new baller and sit in it, and they're in a protected shell for 300 health. So it's gonna take a lot for them to really hit you or to bring it down, but pretty much once you do hop out of it, you're exposed, right? It takes a slight second for it to kind of reset, but that's kind of the newest thing right now going on as far as the baller goes. The infantry rifle has removed the common rarity, which to this day, I don't know why the infantry rifle is still here, and secondly, I don't know how the infantry rifle hasn't gotten vaulted, but the rockets were vaulted. Rockets were starting to kind of get some traction. They were starting to get some use out of them. And so that's extremely, extremely surprising that the infantry rifle, which has gotten more infamous comments or more, you know, downward comments about it or bad comments about it than the rockets has. I mean, the rockets were annoying, but they were starting to get useful, especially when you were in scrims, especially when you just had a random guy just W-keying you. It would go through four or five different layers of wood, like two or three different layers of brick, and I think like at least one and a half of metal. So I think the rocket should have been kept in this case, but the infantry rifle, please, Epic, if you're listening to this, if any of you guys know an Epic employee, tell them to please remove this thing ASAP, please. Next, the heavy assault rifle, and this one to me was by far the most heart-wrenching. Heavy assault rifle has been adjusted in rarity from rare, epic, and legendary, meaning blue, purple, and gold, to common, uncommon, and rare. And that being said, common, uncommon, and rare is gray, green, and blue. And that is absolutely sad, to see it lose so much. And then, I mean, it does a good bit of damage. Like for the blue, I went from 44 to 40. But it's now doing 36 at gray, 38 at green, and 40 damage at the blue, which is a 4 point decrease in damage. But still, that thing was not broken. It was pretty balanced. Maybe decreased the rarity spawn of them. But as it was, like, you really wouldn't see them a whole ton. Next thing on the list, clingers. And I think for the casual player, this is probably the one that affects them the most. So clingers, it would be reduce the max stack size from 10 to 6, right? So you can only carry 6. We all saw it coming. But at the same time, I think a lot of those casual players, a lot of more of the content creators wanted to be able to hold stacks of 10. But I think overall, that was a good modification. And like I mentioned before, the vending machines, so they remove the material cost. You don't have to spend any mats on it. Each vending machine will be disappointed after claiming one item, so no other team will be able to use it. And then common and uncommon vending machines have been removed. So gray and green are both gone. And then they removed the mounted turret from a legendary vending machine, which, I always looked forward to having that turret in a gold machine. I didn't. That thing was absolutely horrendous. I hated that turret. Until this day, I think they need to vault it. It's not a good item apart from maybe retaking a ramp if you're stuck in a 1x1, and that's about it. So the next thing that they did was they reduced the availability of treasure maps from floor loot from 0.5% to 0.27%, or from 0.5% to 0.25%. And then they reduce the availability of treasure maps from chest loot or chest spawns by half, from 3.5 or 3.25 to 1.65 or something like that, which is not terribly bad, but at the same time, it's no longer, solid gold game mode for every single team you come to. Now, the other thing about the treasure maps is, although they were good and they were useful, you had to find them in the first circle or before. Otherwise, they would literally bring you to the storm. 9 out of 10 times, if you got them second or third circle, you could just bet on them being absolutely lost because they were of little to no use. All right. And so then they've fixed a couple of bugs. Rocket smoke trails disappearing instantly after an explosion, which I never even knew was a bug in the system. But apparently it was. They fixed an issue where popping audio for balloons would continue playing. Pretty much, if anybody who's using a balloon, I hate the balloons so much. But I think the balloons, for your average player, if you know how to use them right, they're good mobility if you're stuck in storm late game. We've seen it come up now in the, competitive scene where the strat is to now friggin' deagle people. While you're 5,200 meters in the air from the ground, which I think is absolutely insane. But whoever did that first, you might have been a pioneer. But the other thing is, you can't really control them once you're in the air. There's very little control you do have of the balloons. Another issue that they fixed is the buried treasure would not auto pick up when auto pickup weapons setting was enabled. This isn't one that I particularly have an issue with, and I don't know too many people on PC that have the auto pickup weapons already enabled. But if you have that problem, I want you to know that's fixed. And that's pretty much the only thing that came out of that one. They fixed an issue where buried treasure would come to the starting island, which this one I thought was actually hilarious. Like, how crazy would it be? You get a treasure chest, and then it's like, oh, I gotta go to the spawn island that nobody can get to. That one's interesting. I can't believe Epic didn't test this one out prior to the release of it, but it's interesting for sure. Secondly, they fixed an issue where using an impulse grenade or shockwave grenade while jumping on a hoverboard causes a player to rapidly rotate. This wasn't in the normal game modes, so you couldn't pop in a solo duo or a squad and run across impulse or shockwave grenades. I'm pretty sure that was only for the LTMs that that affected, but now it doesn't spin you out of control. Let's see. Now let's go ahead and move into the gameplay section of the patch notes. Battle Royale crossplay matchmaking has now combined Xbox One and PS4 players, as well as mobile and Switch. Now, if you're on Xbox and PS4, you have to opt in to crossplay. The downside to this is, for some reason, now you will no longer be in Xbox-only lobbies. You will have to be in an Xbox/PS4 lobby. Otherwise, if you say, I don't want to be a part of this, you will be constricted to creative and playground. So to be able to play the Battle Royale modes, you will have to opt in to be able to play Xbox One or PS4 pools, right? So that'll be something. I guess I'll be interested to see what you guys have to say about this. Like, do you guys want to play against PS4 players? I find that PS4 players tend to be good and also challenging for most in most lobbies. I mean, Nick Merckx used to play on a PS4, and I think the PS4 lobbies normally tend to be a little bit better than the Xbox One lobbies. But that's just my biased opinion. Now, secondly, they have combined the mobile and the Switch pools. So before, Switch were paired with Xbox One players, which to an extent I could see why they would want to do that, because you could have technically a controller for your Switch, or the Switch has controls, but the graphics just isn't the same. The display quality isn't the same. Like, the system itself cannot really keep up with the technology on Xbox One, which I think is good that they put the mobile and the Switch players together. I'm interested to see what mobile players think of Switch players now in their lobby, now that Switch has the slight advantage of having, you know, being able to use their buttons. You know, they have like a normal controller-like controls. Meanwhile, if you're on mobile, you gotta use just your thumbs, you know. You don't have specific buttons on your phone for these types of things. And they say that they expect an on average better per game experience on both mobile and Switch players, motivating factor for unlocking optimization potential, allowing us to run more playlists during more hours of the day while supporting more data centers locations that will help us provide feedbacks on please provide us feedback on your experience. So if you're a mobile or a Switch or an Xbox or a PS4 player, let them know what you guys think, especially now that they're starting to do a little bit more. Now, this next one is going to be a little bit sad, but they reduced the infinite dab from 12 hours to 11 hours in the front end. Just kidding. So they've actually increased the infinite dab from 12 hours to 13 hours in the front end. So that is by far one of the funniest debates I've come across on Fortnite, is that they've actually increased the amount of time that an infinite dab goes through. I feel like I need to do a 13-hour infinite dab stream. I need to find somebody to lend me their account and just verify that this thing will actually do 13 hours worth of just infinite dab. But I could be really annoyed at some point, but maybe we'll do something funny with that. The elimination credit is now awarded to the last damager in cases of logging out self-elim and eliminations due to storm damage. This one is by far one of my favorite. For your average player, especially now that the automatic 50 health is in the game, this is so convenient. Nothing's worse than getting storm pushed in the storm. They hit a pump shot on you, or you hit a pump shot on them for 90 health, and then next thing you know, they die to the storm. That sucks. Getting your kill stolen by the storm. Well, now they'll give you that kill. For the threshold now is 5 seconds for storm elims and 15 seconds for logouts and self eliminations. Now for this one, we've seen a couple of controversial main star players come into play with this, with TSM Segzro being seen logging out, and I can't remember the other one, but we had also seen him just back out of a game. And quite frankly, one, I think that there needs to be a price for that, and now that Fortnite has added that in, it is absolutely great. So they added visual effects for the siphon on elimination. Players can now build as soon as they touch the ground when you get shot from a pirate cannon, which I'm not entirely sure if that's still fixed. The couple games that I've been playing today, it seems like you still can't build immediately. They're still in an animation that has to get canceled, right? Or an animation that has to play through for that half second, and you're just vulnerable. Now, players can dance while holding a balloon. I guess if you want to meme somebody, now you can. They added pirate cannon audio and visual HUD icon to be a cannon. Player automatically enter the driving seat when entering any empty vehicle, which makes a lot of sense. Pretty much if you're going to be the first to the car or the first to the quad, they're just going to put you in the driver's seat. Obviously, you can just wait for your friend and swap out, but that one makes sense. I can't tell you how many times I've hopped on a quad or an ATK or a plane, and it puts me on a passenger like, no, I'm trying to get into this thing to purposely drive it. Please let me get in the driver's seat. So it's great that they finally added this. Now, the most exciting thing that I've seen so far is the fact that they've added custom consumables animations for the following items: bandages, medkits, small shield potions, slurp juice, and chug jug. And so for that, if you're tuning into the stream, I'm gonna literally hop into creative right now, and we're gonna pull that up. And these are all like really, really crazy, crazy stuff. And while it loads me into the thing, I'm going to go ahead and keep going through some of these. So bug fixes, pirate cannon, collision that would block bullets for a passenger inside the cannon. Pirate cannon not being able to shoot when moving backwards. And most of these are honestly just like small glitches, like where a player would lose functionality when shooting themselves out of a pirate cannon. Pirate cannon players' impact explosion effect sometimes being delayed. Fix an issue where pirate cannons flipped onto side, sliding across the ground for too long. Pirate cannons dealing damage to itself if fired in close quarters. Players wouldn't break through structures when fired from the pirate cannon to close range. All right, that one has to be one of the most annoying bugs to come across in this game, is when you're in a cannon and you're in a storm and you gotta get out, and you shoot the cannon, and now you're outside of the cannon in the same room you were just in. That is so absolutely frustrating. Secondly, traps no longer triggered by vehicles that are empty or carrying only friendly players. Fix an issue in extreme camera friggling situations that would cause an incorrect first shot when firing weapons. Fix an issue with a conga emote not respecting environmental services like lava. This one has to be pretty funny, and I was actually just hearing Monster D-Face talk about it on his podcast, about how you used to be able to conga across lava. That was absolutely hilarious. But now they fixed it, so it seems like now you can just go ahead and go into whatever you're going into, and it would be fine. Let's see if I can't show you guys some of these animations. Let's see here. So that's one of those things. And then fix an issue, emote canceling during door open and close animations. You hate to see it go. Fix players holding the buried treasure map upside down. That's always a nice one. And now the next big thing is the limited time mode. Welcome to the getaway. In this mode, players will race to find a jewel and take it to a getaway van before everyone else to win the match. Jewels can be found in supply drop safes located along the edge of the first storm circle. The safes take a long time to open, so make sure the area is clear before attempting to claim a jewel. Four jewels will be in play at the map at all times. If the player escapes with a jewel or one is lost in the storm, a new supply drop will bring a replacement. So four total getaway vans will be on the map, three that arrive early in the match, and one that shows up near the end The goal is to find or steal a jewel and take it to one of the vans in order to for Victory Royale. So it seems like you're kind of, it's kind of like a search and destroy if you played Black Ops, and that kind of thing, where you're going to be trying to hunt down a jewel and then bring it to a certain place, and you got to protect your teammates. So it seems like that should be lots of fun from what I can tell. That's going to be fun. Now, as far as the events go, things that are coming up, the tournament updates, Gauntlet Solo Test Event and Gauntlet Duo Test Event has added in another extended session, which runs 24 hours a day and ends on March 19th, 12 a.m. or midnight Eastern Standard Time. I think that's 10 p.m. It's 11 p.m. Central. And I believe 9 p.m. Eastern Time on March 18th. And so matchmaking will no longer wait to create a match with closer scoring players available after 8 minutes, and will now require enough players with similar scores to start. So adjusted matchmaking point expansion to increase likelihood of high scoring players to be matched against other high scoring players. Note, due to the playlist featuring matchmaking based on your score, the quality or availability of matches may differ at certain times of day. So with that being said, they're moving away from matchmaking you from kills and victory royales, and they're moving much more now to matchmaking you just on your points. Not so much as far as, you know, you're not going to have teams that have high kills, high wins, are no longer going to be in the same lobby all the time. Like, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be in that same lobby. Now it's only guaranteed that you're going to be in a lobby of players of high scoring games that have scored high points, or that have scored the same amount of points that you have, right? Updated scoring solos. So you get +2 points will now be awarded after reaching 15th place. Previously was at 10th place. For duos, increased bus rate fare from 2 points to 3 points, which I kind of see, but as it is, like, the 2 points is already pretty expensive. So I don't know. And so this is a temporary solution for the duo event, granting 2 points to players due to eliminations causing an inflation in points over the course of the event. Okay. So it seems like there's a small glitch, and so this is the reason why they've added a bigger bus fare for duos, which I can see. I can understand that. And then 2 points will now be awarded after reaching 7th place, which was previously 5th place. And now this is probably the most exciting one to date. There's a new tournament, Scalaway Duos Cup, March 16th and 17th, $100,000 in cash prizes. That's right. $100,000. That's absolutely insane. Now, I'm interested in seeing exactly how they're going to split this all up, but from what I'm reading, the only thing that's going to matter is how well you and your duo score during this week, right, to then qualify you for this Galloway Duos Cup. How do you qualify? You need to be top 3 in global, either solo or duo gauntlet test event, by 12 a.m. Eastern Time on March 16th. And the format is going to be one round for all eligible players. And then round 2 is going to be the top 3,000 players from the first round. And so the way I imagine them doing this is probably by region. The top 3% is going to be a very high number. And so, or high-scoring duos. So then that second round will probably be just the top 200 or 300 teams, or 300 players, or the top 100 duos that will probably be playing from every region, if I had to guess. But that's the thing. You have to qualify now in the duo test, or the duo gauntlet test event that they have going on right now, because no information will be released until later this week or at the end of this week. So this is going to be a way of testing the prize payment system leading into the Fortnite's World Cup. And they'll be holding the $100,000 event, right? The Scalaway Duos. On March 16th and 17th. So I believe that is going to be this Saturday and Sunday. And the official rules will be released at the end of this week. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that. So I'd say follow their Twitter if you can and make sure that that you're up to date with that. And you can actually qualify. I'm seeing here it's 3% either solo or dual gauntlet tests. So grind it out, guys. Grind it out. Now, as far as performance goes, they fix some instances of packet loss would occur with certain ISPs that are prone to reordering UDP network packets. Essentially, the only thing that you people need to know about this, or everybody needs to know about this, is some internet providers have a certain way of that they send the information, so you lose packet loss. And so packet loss is worse than lagging, because packet loss means that, like, if I shoot and the packet gets lost, then it will never register that shot, right? But if I'm just lagging, my shot's going to register late, right? So packet loss is lagging. Ugh, get out of here. So improved file I/O performance on Xbox One. It seems like most of this other stuff is just things that they've improved in the user interface. It doesn't seem like a whole lot of the stuff is particularly great. So as far as audio goes, there's a new sound for balloons. This one I think is really good. I haven't been in game and come across people with balloons, but it seems like it's a little bit louder. You can now hear them when they're coming closer. They reduce the volume of prop destruction, things like chairs, beds, fences, which used to be particularly loud, but I think everything in the game has now just become extremely loud, with the AK being really, really loud, the AR shots being loud, the pump shots, or when you pull out your pump, it's now particularly loud. But they removed the reverb from the pickaxe swings. This one is a pretty common one and isn't particularly fun to come across. Removed outdoor ambient sounds when gliding. So if you're going through the game and you're by Leaky Lake, it plays more of like a in the forest kind of sound. But if you're gliding, you no longer hear that, which is by far a really good fix. But everything else, it seems like, is minor stuff. Keybinds, new categories. So you'll now see everything split up by if it's for editing, if it's for planes, if it's for the baller, whatever it is for, it'll show up. And I'll actually pull it up on the stream. So it'll show up stuff like movement or combat or building or communications, right? Like your pinging system, your emotes. And then there's miscellaneous, like your edits, what your scroll wheel does, what the map is. And so it seems like they've done a real good job of organizing it, especially now that Creative has their own builds or their own binds per se. That's really good. So what we're going to try to do is we'll try to find some consumables and we'll show it on stream. So the chug jug now actually shows you pulling the cap off of a chug and then drinking it and essentially just chugging the whole thing, which is, I think, particularly funny. The big pot, now you're sipping out of, you actually open the lid, which I always wondered why they had like the latches on it, but don't ever show anything else. Like the latches were there, but it never opened. You just drank it, like you kneel down and you drink it. So now that's going to be a thing. I'm interested to see that. The slurp, now you pop the lid off the slurp and you essentially douse yourself in it, which I find to be absolutely hilarious. So it seems like that's really good. Now the marker system or the pinging system has been upgraded tremendously as I've been playing throughout the day. It seems like now you can, whatever you mark, like it's visible. It shows you how to take away that marker. It seems like it just provides you a little bit more information. The ping is a little bit larger if you ping a gun or something like that. It's clearly just gonna be larger. So it's good. I'm really enjoying that. You can make you can mark vehicles and found consumables such as apples. You can display item markers to increase readability across all platforms. Items will display large icons for a short amount of times when first marked and will reduce the size as player aims near their location. Markers are now sorted by distance. So pretty much the further out you are, the larger the item is going to be, is essentially what it means. Reduce the screen size of squad waypoint markers to reduce view obstruction. Which, this I could definitely understand. I've been a couple times in a match where it's just tedious. You know, double clicking the ping button will place a danger marker is no longer blocked by items on the ground. So I guess you won't really have to worry about anything else being in the way, rocks and all that kind of good stuff. You can now mark while you're bush. This one was really good because before you used to just mark wherever your bush was at. That was particularly annoying. Whenever that was happening, that was really annoying. So thankfully they went ahead and they fixed that. There's a couple of also really, really cool things. The Elite skin, Elite Specialist, you can now take off the mask with the new patch. A couple of the skins have gotten an upgrade in the game. Now they do show some of the cool stuff. So Elite Agent, now it normally has the mask over its face. You can now take it off. And so I'm gonna load up a picture for all those watching in the stream. Replay now added bus path to the mini map, which is good. So it seems like that's the grand majority of what's going on here. They've added a couple of really cool things, like creative, but for the sake of what the podcast is mainly geared for, it doesn't make much sense for me to really cover something like the creative stuff. A lot of what this podcast is going to be is just covering what it is for, you know, for the Battle Royale, right? The Battle Royale is the main focus here. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We are back from the ad. Let's go ahead and take a look here. As far as what effects it has for people more in the competitive scene, people more for the casual side. I guess now it's time for more of just my personal opinion. I believe the stream is lagging a little bit right now, so hopefully my network will stabilize in the coming minutes. I'm hoping, but it doesn't seem like it's going to want to cooperate. But essentially the way that I see this affecting either competitive or your average gamer is Season 8 is truly, truly being much, 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 much more user-friendly, much more enjoyable. Like, as the season is progressing, I'm seeing it getting better. Normally, Fortnite will throw out a patch or will throw out an update, and afterwards, it'll find things like, afterwards, it'll go ahead and find, it'll go ahead and it'll start peeling back a lot of that update, right? it'll start taking away from a lot of that, right? It'll start to downplay a lot of what that is, right? So that's something I find particularly interesting, coming from the new update, is that Fortnite is growing to be much, much, much more enjoyable, right? Same thing for the competitive. Like, I've been around for a good little while playing Fortnite, and it's only been getting better as far as season 8 goes. Now, normally, I'd have to say that it normally isn't the case, right? Like I was mentioning, it tends to be very much hush-hush, very much whatever's going on now. Oh, we're gonna peel this back. We're gonna test this out. We're not entirely sure what we want to do with this. We're not entirely sure that this is gonna stick around, but you should take advantage of it while you can, right? And that's been how Fortnite has been approaching a lot of this recently, right? Thankfully, Season 8 has been quite different for all of us. What does this mean for the average gamer? Well, you'll probably see the end game a lot more. You'll be able to play a lot more for wins. You'll be able to see yourself winning more games. You'll be able to get to more end game situations, right? Now this means that also the skill gap is being slightly peeled back. That doesn't mean that people won't edit on you or that the game is no longer, I guess, for all those of us who are sweaty, that it's no longer going to be that good, that important, or anything of the nature. It simply just means that now this game that is pretty much what the competitive scene wants, barring a couple of things, because the competitive scene always wants something new all the time. But it's much more enjoyable for your average game players, your Xbox players. Like, now they should be able to hop into a lobby where, when they're playing with their PC friends, and it'll be much more enjoyable experience. It seems like that's gonna be the newest takeaway here, that Fortnite overall is growing to a much more likable place. As far as clingers and things like that, I think most of the competitive scene wasn't really using them. If you're an average player, that is an unfortunate buff, since that was a good way to fight people back. But they've also already taken out rockets, which is also kind of an unfortunate thing. And I don't think there's just a whole lot of other stuff that is really bugging the system right now. I mean, there's some minor stuff. Like right now, there's higher ping. And I think that a lot of that is aesthetic to a certain degree. And the other part of it is, I'm not 100% sure if that's something that's on their end, or maybe it's just the way that they've now routed the connection to the servers, if that's now a thing, or if that was just, I guess, an update that they did, or whoever runs their servers, which I do believe is Amazon servers, if that's actually a thing. But it should be something that should be back up and fixed probably by the end of this podcast, or by the time this podcast has seen a week. I would be surprised if this issue lingered longer than that. Not to say that Epic doesn't occasionally drag its feet on situations. It just means that I don't foresee this issue being lasting a long time. Which should also be a good thing, making the game more pleasing. Now, what I really want to get to talk to you guys about is the new Duo tournament for $100,000. It seems like, or at least from what was read in the notes, is that it's going to be going on. It's $100,000 and it's split amongst all their servers. So I wonder if it's going to be like America and, Asia are going to be splitting $10,000 evenly. And it seems like they do need to test out their prize money. I know a good friend of mine who was in the Winner Royale, or a buddy of mine was in the Winner Royale, and still hasn't gotten his money, and I think they won $5,000 or $1,500. But regardless, to a gamer, that tends to be a lot of money. A lot of these people who are either on Twitch or that are content creators or that are trying to compete in these events normally could use some of this extra help, especially since Fortnite has brought in so many underground players. I think Fortnite has done a phenomenal job of making this game or this platform one that just about anyone can come in and say, hey, I'm really good. And Epic's willing to say, all right, you say you're good, prove it. Do it in these duos, do it in this, you know, this special cup, do it in the Winner Royale qualifier, do it wherever. But now you can do it, right? Like now it's easier, right? Or not so much that it's easier, but now it's viable. Now you can do that. Like that's an option, you know? And they've done a phenomenal job. I think at the Secret Skirmish, they had one of the kids who came in, or somebody who came in and test the servers with the pros, and he was so good, and he was, you know, that particularly, you know, attention grabbing, that they let him play, and they paired him up. I believe he was with Hysteria, I think. No, he was with Aiden, I believe, but he was new to the scene. He did fairly well. Overall, he did particularly well. So it was great seeing how Fortnite has done that for so many people, right? They have created an opportunity for someone who didn't have it, right? Like someone who didn't have a name, who didn't have the clout, and didn't have the popularity like most mainstream streamers tend to do, right? And it's like, hey, here's your shot. Here's a chance we're willing to give you. And they were able to try it out, right? So I think it's interesting what they're doing, how they're doing it. And Fortnite certainly is the place to make your name, honestly. If this is what you want to do, Fortnite's definitely a platform. You want to be a professional gamer, Fortnite is definitely a game where you can do that. Does that mean that it's going to be easy? By no means will it be easy. There's a ton of good players out there. There's a ton of quality players out there. And you're going to be competing. Like, if you really want to go pro, you want to go tier one, you can expect there to be a good challenge. If you're under 18 and you want to try to make it, hey, it's gonna take some hustle, all right? And you're gonna have to try to make a name for yourself, right? And I think one of the best ways to do that is either start a stream or start watching streams, get involved in the community, and then get integrated, right? Do your best to get connected with whatever community you want to get, you know, integrated into. I by no means have that following, but that's kind of why I want to do this podcast. A part of it is I want to grow my personal stream. And if you guys are willing to, you know, come out and check it out, hey, I'd love to have you. I'd love to hear your opinions. If you think I'm totally wrong on what the scene is, then hey, you can come in and tell me on my stream, right? So a part of that is, you know, you're going to need to talk with people. You're going to need to start making a name, start posting clips, you know, get into the Reddits, you know, start talking with all those folks about what it is that you want to do. You know, honestly, to some extent, you want people to know, but at the same time, you don't, right? You want a few people that you can trust to know what it is that your goal with Fortnite is, what it is that you'd like to accomplish with your streaming, with your clips, with your Twitter. And let your follower base know that, hey, I'm posting all these clips and I'd really love to, you know, to be a part of an org. I think Nadeshot recently, or Valkyrie, actually put us at a tweet, hey, who, you know, what small streamers do you guys know that you guys enjoy? I love hosting them. You know, I love letting them know, you know, I love seeing the reactions. So the community is the community is good and they're willing to help you out, honestly. But you got to start somewhere, right? So don't wait till tomorrow to start your journey. Don't hold back on it because you're too young or whatever. Whatever, dude. Worst case scenario, you know, those clips are when you were 16 are now out and you're 18 and now you are eligible for an org. Now you can compete for an org. Now you can do all these cool events, right? Now you can win prize monies for an org. Now you can be doing all these crazy stuff, you know. So it's definitely something to take into consideration. Overall, talking about one, how will this affect the game? Well, I think, honestly, for a competitive scene, it's phenomenal. The new updates seem to be going in the right direction. Season 8 is the only season that I've seen go forward, right? Like, hey, we want to really listen to you guys. I think a lot of that is because they're starting to bunker down for what the World Cup is going to bring for them, right? The World Cup is going to be challenging for them. So I think it'll be good. I'm excited to hear you guys' response. If you guys would like me to talk about a particular topic next time on the podcast, please let me know and I'll be happy to take a look at it. All right, guys, go ahead and hit the follow button. Hit the subscribe button if you enjoyed this content. Obviously, we'll be doing much, much more. And keep grinding at it, guys. Keep hustling and hope to see you guys on the next one. Next time, we'll have to bring on a guest with us to hear their thoughts on it. We'll talk a little bit more about, I guess, the drama of Fortnite. We'll talk about the patches of Fortnite and how you can start your stream. Or maybe how you can, what are good places to look for, an org or whatnot. So make sure you guys hit the follow button and let me know what you guys would like to see in the next one. Hope you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Off to gaming we shall go. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into my very first episode with slightly sweaty Fortnite gamers with Classy Oz. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in, for spending a little bit of your time with me. This is a very rough, very new format for me. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in regardless of the fact. And also you guys can follow me on Twitch at Classy_OZZ. Again, that's twitch.tv/classy_OZZ. And you can also follow my YouTube, which in the coming weeks will be having some uploaded videos as far as challenges go. We'll also have things coming up on there. You can join the Discord. So please feel free to go ahead and join the community. I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for taking a little bit of time and listening about the patch notes, listening to my opinions, and soon we'll be doing much more content. I want to thank you guys.